Okay, we're back in action. John?
And invited Gene Terrio up to provide an IP update.
All right. Welcome, Gene.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to just quickly tick through a couple of things here to let the board know that for the IEP project, we continue to move the project forward on all fronts. If you remember, House Bill 105 required that we put together a complete package that starts with the source of gas, the different components of the supply that showed an ability to actually meet the community's target of building a gas to a residential customer of $15 per MCF. We believe we are advancing and continuing to advance on all those different components that can actually meet that that target. However, due to the fact that we are negotiating contracts on all of those different components, a lot of the discussion will have to take place in an executive session. We're not quite ready to disclose the details of those negotiations yet. One thing just to I also want to touch on is we had a request before the legislature this year with the PACE legislation. Unfortunately, with the adjournment of the legislature last night, that legislation did die. It required one last vote. I was assured, or I felt quite sure, that it would have passed. However, the legislation was wrapped up in other bigger issues, and as the legislature adjourned, it never did get scheduled for that final vote. I'd like to thank Mr. Dick, who signed a letter, Mr. Chairman, on your behalf during your absence, to let the Rules Chairman know the importance of trying to get that legislation passed this year. Also, Mr. Kennedy and Mr. Wilkin interacted with members of the legislature. I thought that interaction, from the feedback that I got, was positive. However, as the bigger battles in the legislature took place, we were just, unfortunately, a casualty. One of the other issues that did raise its head in the last couple of weeks, though, was consideration of House Bill 247, which is the oil and gas tax credit bill. There was language that was added to that bill that potentially had a detrimental effect on this project's access to the LNG storage assistance that was put in place a number of years ago. By working with members of the Interior delegation, Representative Tammy Wilson actually worked quite hard on getting an amendment accepted that took that language out or modified language in the bill so that assistance mechanism will continue to be available to the project. However, House Bill 247 also died yesterday. It will be reintroduced, or has been reintroduced, by the governor on his special session call, and we'll have to continue to monitor that legislation to make sure that the language, if it is included in that piece of reintroduced legislation, doesn't morph back into something that would be detrimental to our project. With regard to PACE, although it would have been preferable to get it in place this year, if there is no opportunity to have it added to a special session call or work it into a piece of legislation, which would be a very small chance of doing that, I think there are things that the local government can do to advance the understanding of the PACE mechanism in the Fairbanks area so that businesses understand how it can be beneficial. The local government could work on draft ordinances. They could look at other states with regards to model contractual language to source funds for loans from private banking institutions, and also work out details on how to tap into some of the low-interest federal funds that have been identified. In addition, I continue to work with Alaska DEC, the Department of Environmental Conservation, as they work with the Fairbanks Northstar Borough on accessing the EPA Airshed grants money that Senator Murkowski was able to get into the federal budget that passed in December. There will be a teleconference set up sometime next week so that we fully understand that grant application process and how the Fairbanks Northstar Borough intends to try and tap into that source of money. So there are a number of things that we can continue to push forward with on PACE as we also push forward on negotiating final language on all the other supply components for the IEP. And with that, again, there will be more detailed discussion on the status of negotiations when we get to an executive session.
Thank you. Any questions,
Mr. Ritter? Gene, what are the bills that are on the call?
Sorry, I should have come down with a list of those, but the oil and gas tax credit, I believe POMV is on there. They left town without some of the budget bills in place. They're all, by and large, larger issues, but there are also a couple of, you know, sort of smaller ones. The benefits for family members of law enforcement who have been killed is one of the ones that come from there. Unfortunately,
Mr. Chair, I do have a copy of the proclamation in front of me. This is Jerry.
Okay,
Jerry. Question. Okay, so on the call, the operating budget, clearly, the capital budget, the Permanent Fund Protection Act, the oil and gas tax credit bill, which is House Bill 247 that Gene referenced earlier, a tax bill for income tax, motor fuel, excise, alcohol, mining, and fish, HB 200 or similar act, which is a petition for proxy of adoption or guardianship, HB 27, which is duties of the health and social services for permanent placement of a child in need of aid. HB 374, a similar act relating to funding for a reinsurance program. And Act number 10, the 10th item is an act relating to major medical insurance for survivors of peace officers and firefighters. And that's all that's on the call.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, although not a part of the IEP, but the Gamby bill, House Bill 268, which was also worked right up to Senate rules, also with the casualty. Both the PACE legislation and the Gamby bill, we were told that there was no problems with the content of the legislation. It just unfortunately was caught up in larger negotiations.
Sad news indeed.
All right.
John, anything else?
No, yeah, okay. Okay.
Any questions for Gene? No? All right. Next up is executive session.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the board enter an executive session to discuss confidential and financial information related to the Interior Energy Project, Brooks Grange Petroleum, Mustang Operations Center, and the Skagway Ore Terminal.
Second. Justin, we're in executive session.